Yep.
First one on again. Is that a pause moment?
No.
All right,
cool. Most of y'all pause moments, some of you pause moments.
Sometimes I just say it just to be in the clear. Word.
Ladies waiting on red.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Gunner. Two Gun. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the Troublemakers. We're just waiting on red. And today is Talk Tuesday on a Wednesday.
There you go.
Hey.
What's up?
And I did what red hates.
What's that?
Subconsciously, that is. When I buy somebody a Christmas present, I am so eager to tell them what they got.
Well, let me talk.
You don't
about
like surprises, huh?
We talked about that last year, right?
We did.
Yeah. You can't keep a secret.
I can't.
So what's the use to even buy the present? I mean, don't even wrap it up. Just send it like that.
I sent it to his house.
I'm saying, like, you know, it's not a surprise no more.
Right. Anywho.
So what's up?
We're doing Talk Tuesday on a Wednesday. Holiday edition. And there's that awkward moment of silence.
Nah, well,
you got the questions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. Order of appearance, Red.
Is it just us three?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle, as always.
I'll go first.
Yeah, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, first question says, I turned 40 on Black Friday. Do you think that's an omen?
Are they black?
He is black, yeah.
Nah, that's not an omen. Just don't die. Listen, in all honesty, Black Friday is not really like a holiday to me. It's just a day where everything's on sale.
Right.
So that means if you turn 40 on Black Friday, that means that you, I don't know, maybe it's a sign you just cheap.
Find some discounted pussy. Gunner.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just a holiday so these companies can make money. So,
and you know, you gotta understand, Black Friday's not really a holiday, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a holiday. It's just a day for companies to make money.
Right, so.
So they could get back in the black.
I guess what we're all saying here is it's not an omen. Black Friday is just another day.
Fact.
It didn't matter if you turn 40 on Devil's Night. It's just another day.
For real.
It's 40. You know what I mean? Next question reads, what's up with this new era of women that's always short on bills and want you to front for them?
I mean, is that really new?
It's gotten a little worse.
I mean, I think it's gotten worse because now they just kind of publicize it on social media, but I think that's always been around. Now it's just a situation to where it's always been around, and now all of a sudden it's just now publicized on social media that I need this and I need that. You know what I mean?
Right.
The problem is these ugly bitches don't know their real worth. So they putting themselves on a higher pedestal than they really supposed to be. And you built like Bebop and Rocksteady. And you know what I'm saying? All the makeup and eyelashes and so on, so on, so can't make up for the fact that, you know, you a regular bitch, but you put yourself
right
on the pedestal to have a high value, high class man or somebody that's supposed to just be tricking on you, and you know, you're delusional.
Right. So I'm gonna say something that X Jack said a few weeks ago on a show, like maybe a month and a half ago on a show. What America really needs to do is bring back shame, because there's no shame in these women. How many times have you heard, oh, well, I'm doing okay, but I'm a little short on my, you know, phone bill, this, that, and the third. That's when you just cut off conversation.
Like you grown just like me.
And these women are so comfortable saying, I'm short on this, or, oh, I would be, you know, okay if I could find a way to, you know, pay my daycare bill. You know what I mean? And like yeah, you just said, we're adults.
Man. If you got a daycare bill, that means you got a man somewhere.
Man. Somebody.
So like, if we can just bring back shame and humility, that'd be great. Next question reads, are you looking forward to any Black Friday sales?
For me, nah. I can't really think of anything that I need or want, to be honest with you. So the answer to that is no.
Right.
Didn't even cross my mind.
I didn't even look, to be honest.
Man.
And you got to understand, when you're an established adult, nothing on Black Friday is nothing that you really need. You know what I mean?
Not unless I could get something like a hat or some shoes or something. And
yeah,
like an impulse buy.
Kids, right?
Yeah.
Like,
say it one more time.
It would have to be
it's mostly for the kids.
And then the old DVD players that was, what?
Yo, the only thing I really look forward to, on Black Friday is when NBA 2K goes on sale. That's it.
Oh yeah, that does that every year.
And do you even play the game?
I don't. Like, what was it? Last year I bought golf, right? I bought golf on Black.
I'm playing NBA 2K right now.
I bought golf on Black Friday. You know how many times I played that bitch?
So why did you buy it if you're not gonna play it?
Because that's when the game goes from $99.99 to $29.99.
No, I'm saying, why do you even buy it if you're not going to play it?
No, I mean, I have every intention to play it. I just don't. Next question reads, we're interested to hear your thoughts on Diddy and Cassie. Let me interject real fast, okay? If you would have paid attention to the show on Friday, you would have heard it.
Mm-hmm. We had a whole spiel on it, right? Well, Red didn't say nothing about it.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about it. We've already said our comments. Let Red speak on this one.
I think the big thing about that whole situation is, well, first and foremost, I believe, or I have a high probability in my mind that Diddy did whatever the fuck she says she's doing. That happened. That's just my thing. I just think that it's the same thing with Hollywood. The money is just, it keeps you quiet for too long. You know what I mean?
Hey, you doing some strange shit.
Yeah, it definitely does. So I think the money kept you quiet for too long in regards to the shit. So I personally think that she did kind of hurt her case a little bit by settling too fucking early. Right. In 2 days, because it just makes it seem like he was just only for the money.
Man, you know get what I mean? Get that money, you hear me?
Listen, I'm not mad at it. I mean, like, you're right, man. Get the money, but like at the same time, like,
because at the same time she was old enough to know what and what not to do. So
yeah, but at the same time, it makes it harder for you to come out and say all the other shit. And what I mean by the other shit is all the other shit about I'm doing this for women's rights and all the other bullshit. I'm doing this to make a point. I mean, the point may be the money.
That's it.
But like, I think
that's what it's about.
I said, Red, what did I say the other day? Oh, she just out of publishing.
No, I'm saying, what could he really go to jail for this long time from now?
Right. And then on top of that, what were we talking about an hour ago, Gunner? He's just coming out against Jamie Foxx now, Jimmy Iovine, Marcus Wiley.
I told you that everybody's going to start coming out the woodwork.
Yeah. And then what? And then the other thing was, like, you talking about sexual assault cases. You saw what happened with Trey Songz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got lucky. Like, they told her, they said that the chick couldn't sue or file a claim because this shit was too old.
Like, what state was that, though?
I don't know what state it was, but I'm like, where's the statute of limitation there for Cassie and them?
But you know where this all started, right? Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Cosby fucked it up for everybody.
Yeah, bitches from the 60s and 70s come by and say, oh, he touched me. Like, what?
Well, there was a whole Me Too movement.
Right.
Cosby probably did that shit, though.
I wouldn't doubt that. There's just too many people coming out the woodworks for him.
I mean, If you think you could get some change with no evidence, why not?
Right, right, right. Yeah. Next question. Next question reads: favorite cartoon growing up.
I'm gonna say Recess.
Word, word.
Really?
I mean, I like The Simpsons.
That's what I figured you was gonna say.
I figured you was gonna say Family Guy or The Simpsons.
Well, I didn't. I said growing up, so I didn't want to do like an adult cartoon.
Was we really going up when Recess came out?
Sort of. Yeah.
We was in high school, right?
Sort of. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's still growing up, yeah.
I was in high school, still growing up, yeah.
Hey, listen, I watch cartoons all the time, so.
See, when I think of Recess, it just seems so, like, not that long ago.
Right, right.
Because
right.
I guess I used to really watch that shit.
It was, in all honesty, Recess was what? It was 98. Yeah. 97, 98. Yeah.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Damn. That just dated us right there. Word.
What would be my favorite cartoon growing up? See, that's kind of hard because when you go back to when you're little, a lot of those cartoons only had like one or two seasons.
Right.
Favorite cartoon growing up. I got to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one.
Word, that was a good one too.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. How can I not know my favorite cartoon is Batman, the animated series.
The animated series.
Yeah. Word. And then the one after that, Batman and Robin. That was a continuation. Yeah, that's my favorite. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, as a little kid, and then, like, really watching something, like, run into the TV after school, it was Batman.
So, my answers, I have two answers, 1A and 1B, okay? My favorite cartoon of all time was G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
Like, I fucked with G.I. Joe. But 1B only had 1.5 seasons, and that was Camp Candy.
Oh my God, Camp Candy. It was so many cartoons had one season. It's crazy. And it, like, Teen Wolf had one season. Remember Rick Moranis' Monster High had one season.
Yeah. What's it called?
Silverhawks had, like, one season.
Silverhawks had like half a season.
No, I had a whole season, I think. I think I had 28 episodes. Well, that's not a cartoon season. A cartoon season would be like 64 or some shit.
Like, Get Along Gang was my shit also. Yeah. Like, there was a bunch of shit, but Camp Candy is one of those cartoons that I was just like, yo, that's my shit.
See, I don't count nothing early 80s because we was watching reruns. I would say Batman because I was watching it brand new and Ninja Turtles was watching it brand new.
Right.
Or like Flintstones, we was watching reruns. Jetsons, we was watching reruns.
Yeah.
And those are good ass cartoons.
Right.
When the whole NBC Saturday morning used to be pretty dope. Cause they had the redo of what was it? When they had Mario Brothers, but then it was like Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, they had Mario Brothers, and then they had the one with Yoshi, Super Mario World.
Yeah. On that joint. And then they had the Captain N.
Yep.
Do you remember the Nintendo Power Hour?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then you can't forget about ABC. They had all the Disney cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, ABC. Yeah, ABC was that was like one Saturday morning shit.
Yeah. And then CBS just played The Leftovers, Cowboys, and Moon Mesa and shit like that.
That's what I was about to say. SWAT always got the short in it. They always got the short
in it. Street Sharks and SWAT Cats might have came on Fox. I'm not sure.
There used to be a cartoon called Freakazoid that was funny as hell.
That was Fox.
Oh, that was a WB.
Was it?
That was WB.
Yeah, it was on WB.
So what was the one on Fox? It was Bonkers.
Bonkers was Fox, but it was like early morning.
Bonkers. Yeah.
Bonkers, Goof Troop.
Freakazoid.
What was the other one? It was like Freakazoid, Road Rovers, and something else.
Bruno the Kid.
Oh, that was early morning Fox too.
No, Bruno the Kid wasn't on Fox. It was on WB.
I don't remember that. No, you know it was to be dope Bobby's World. That was my shit.
Yo.
Just for the intro. You know,
oh, when he was riding the Big Wheel in the house?
Yep, just for the music. Damn, we gonna end up talking the whole show about this shit. We better move on.
Wait, one more thing. You know how me and Red knew it was time for school?
What?
When James Bond Jr. came on.
Yeah, if James Bond Jr. was coming on the way, and we wasn't walking out the house, we knew we was gonna be late.
Word.
And you know what's something else about back in the day? You had like cartoons that you would watch every time, but it would never be like your favorite cartoon, like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, or shit like that, or like just a kid show.
C-Bear and Jamal.
Jesus Christ. That was Tone Loc, right?
Yeah.
Hammer Man.
The next question reads, what side dish are you hoping to get tomorrow?
What side dish?
Yeah.
Pussy. No, I'm joking. if I'm getting pussy as a side dish, then my lady gonna be like, "Well, where the fuck you getting that shit from?"
Down the street.
down the street. Nah, I really fucked with the cranberry sauce in the can.
Word.
I'm not even gonna lie.
That's my shit too.
A side that I'm looking forward to, I probably make a potato salad myself because everybody can't make potato salad. I don't play by my potato salad.
Mine's just the same as Red, that canned cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. It's just I have to have that on top of my stuffing.
Really?
Yeah.
I just eat that shit by itself afterwards. That's like dessert before dessert.
Oh, word. Now, the next question sort of threw me for a loop, okay? It says, you walking on your girl using a toy. What do you do?
I'm going to go turn the PlayStation on. Are you good? All right.
Word.
You good? I'm just going to you handle yours. I'm going to go over here.
You got a gunner?
I'm going to watch.
Word.
All right.
That works too.
And then afterwards... You know, shit, in my turn, man, that shit already ready to go.
Right.
Now, it depends on the toy, though. If she busting down some 15-inch dildo, like, bitch, you gotta go. Go to your mama house. You out of here.
Bird.
For real. So that shit look like one of Digger's sneakers and you putting this shit in your pussy.
Yeah. I mean, how does a nigga handle that, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
at some point, like, if that is the case, like, you walk in and your lady, and she got that big-ass monstrosity and shit, you know what I mean?
Especially if she got it in an asshole.
Get out.
Y'all never seen them girls put shit in the asshole big, like, Hulk fists?
Hell no.
Baseball bat?
Nigga, no. Baseball bats, nigga. You remember the Hulk fist toys, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine that, but a dildo. They got one called like the dragon. Man, that shit, they be putting some shit in their asses, I'm telling you.
We good.
It's like, why? It's no way you can hold a fart or shit in. When you fart, you just shit on yourself. For real. It's no elasticity.
He's a walk around shit, just fall out there.
For real.
I don't know why he does that.
Yeah, I do.
Lord Jesus. Oh, man. For me, I mean, I'd walk out. You have your moment. I'm good.
It's just my house. Stay and watch.
I'll be over here shoe shopping.
Let me see that shit squirt.
So, next question reads, what is your favorite thing about the holidays?
Which holiday?
I guess just the holiday season. You know, because it's politically correct to say happy holidays now, so it's the whole season.
Right. They just bunch that shit up like the kids in a slow class.
Man.
Red, this is on you.
Oh, my bad. I was waiting for a reply. My favorite thing about the holidays, I don't know. I think just kind of being with family, because like when you work the job that I work in the holidays, sometimes the holidays isn't as fun as it could be. So like the time that you have off and time you get to spend like with the fam and connecting with them, it just kind of makes that a little bit better. Take your mind off of all the other bullshit. So I think it's just like really just with the fam, especially my kids, just because like you can just kind of see how that, like, cause I remember how the holidays was when I was a kid.
Right.
And you can see it in the kids and before they get to be adults and they're like, fuck the holidays. So.
Right. Gunner?
And I guess like the festive part, like the lights and being with family, if you are able to be with family. Nostalgia in it anymore unless you do it yourself.
Yeah.
Like looking for Christmas movies and little specials and shit. Like it just, Christmas turned into more of like a chore than anything.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like, have to do it. Gimme. So you know, it's a little different now, but you know, you can make it however you want. That's the good part.
Right. So my favorite thing about the holidays is like the euphoric feeling that you get being around the holidays. Like when we were younger and we got out, you know, that Wednesday to take Thursday and Friday off, you always had that feeling like, yo, Christmas is right around the corner, right? So after Black Friday, you just had that feeling of, like I said, it's this feeling of euphoria where you're just like, wow, like this is the holidays. Yeah. We're going to be out of school for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Then,
it's just the holiday spirit. And I think the holiday spirit nowadays is so commercialized and so glamorized that we just forget what the feeling is. You just don't get that euphoric feeling anymore because it seems like the holidays are all about business now.
That's it.
Maybe it's we all grew up in that youthful spirit that we had.
Nah, it's just they don't do like they used to do back in the day. Like it used to be Christmas. It was Christmas. Everything was Christmas. You know what I mean? Everything was holiday shit. The Hestra.
Now it seems like the holiday is a business.
Yeah, that's it.
Word. So that's what I miss. Next question reads, will you be going home for the holidays?
Nope.
I'll be going to my house.
I don't think they realize that, you know, like, we are adults. And I'm not trying to, you know, Beauregard anybody's answer. You know, we're adults. Like, Red has his own family now, you know what I mean? So, you know, instead of coming back to South Carolina, he's making memories with his family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then also, it's just sometimes it's just hard to... The way that the work schedule and stuff sets up, and
exactly
the expense of traveling.
Well, you know, white folks travel for the holidays. That's like that. That's what they do.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to grandma's house in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, hey, listen, I got a family of what I got.
You have a lot. Like,
I got a lot going on. I got three kids.
Especially so, if that shit not drivable, nigga.
Yeah. We talking about at the minimum 8 hours, and that's if we go to the but all the way down to South Carolina. Nah, I can't make that happen.
And if you can't stay at your parents' house, the hotel, everything is more expensive. Like that shit is different now.
Yeah, like, I mean,
it's a chore.
Yeah, like the drive alone for me, it's like you have to break that shit up into 2 days because it's like 13 hours.
Almost 20 hours.
Yeah, it's like 14 straight shot. But well, like when you got like kids in the 20,
I'm saying 20 hours due to expenses. Yeah. Like you have children, you have small children,
and we got to stop. And yeah, that's just too much. That's like a 2 day. Yeah, that's 2 days right there. So, and then also plane tickets is like ridiculous.
Gas,
gas is ridiculous.
And gas ain't a dollar no more.
And I guess the answer to this question is, will you be home for the holidays? Home is wherever you make it.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
That question.
I'll be at the house I pay for.
Right.
I'll be at the house I pay for.
We all got rent. You know what I mean?
I don't.
So, Gunner don't. But will I be home for the holidays? Hell yeah. If I pay rent in this motherfucker, you best believe I'm going to be here. Yeah. So the next question really reads into, like, what is your favorite thing about the holidays? This is what preps you into the holiday mood.
Isn't that kind of like almost a repeat question of what we just answered?
That's what I was saying. It says, you know, it's almost the same thing as, like, what is your favorite thing about the holidays?
Yeah.
This reads what preps you into the holiday mood. We just almost in hindsight answered that.
Yeah. So
I would just say if there's any other thing that I didn't mention, I'll probably say like holiday music. You know, when the Temptations come on.
Yeah, the music and I guess the meals.
Yeah, the music and the meals.
I guess what preps me into the holiday mood is when I watch The Wizard of Oz, which I watched this morning, and then when I watch Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, that's when my holiday started. For those who don't know, there are two Thanksgiving movies, okay? One is Plane, Trains, and Automobiles. And the other one is Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Son-in-Law damn sure is a Thanksgiving movie.
Uh-huh. So, like...
I haven't seen Son-in-Law in a long time, though.
I probably seen it maybe 5 years ago.
It's funny as hell. So now that we're older, some of the jokes are more refined. You know what I mean? But anywho.
I mean, we used to watch that shit all the time, too.
What? That show, that used to be on, that used to be on Showtime like 3 times a day.
What?
Son-in-law.
That and Encino Man.
Oh, what? Encino Man, yeah.
What? And Biodome. What was it, Biodome?
Biodome.
My favorite Pauly Shore movie is In the Army Now.
I said, Pauly Shore had a run in the mid-90s.
I never seen that.
What, In the Army Now?
That movie was funny as hell.
Yeah, I never seen it.
They was like two... I think they worked at a stereo place and something happened. Yeah. They were hippies. They was like Pauly Shore from MTV. That was like that Pauly Shore before he cut his hair. And then, they went in the Army and they shipped their ass out to Iraq or some shit, Afghanistan.
Yeah,
David Allen Greer was in it too, so that made it worth the watch.
Who?
David Allen Greer.
David Allen Greer.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they don't make movies like that anymore.
Mm.
So the next question reads, why haven't you guys done Talk Tuesday in a while?
I would probably say because sometimes those questions get repetitive.
Yep, correct. That's pretty much why.
That's why.
And, you know, so when we start getting like a different flow of questions, I think that it makes it a little bit easier.
So sometimes you have to disappear for a while when you do.
And other shit been going on, like niggas got lives.
Yeah, but say we got lives. You know, some of us had personal issues. Some of us couldn't make the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, so like, but
and
when
also
you just,
not for nothing, we talked about this on one of the shows that we wanted to mix up the content a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And try to do some different shit.
Do you know why the McRib is not served all, you know, year? Because people would get tired of it. I said, do you know why the McRib is not served all year?
I knew where you were going with it.
because people would get tired of it. You got to have something to look forward to.
And the McRib?
The McRib.
Who looks forward to the McRib, though?
Nigga, me.
Wow.
Yo, have you ever had a McRib with cheese?
Nigga, that sound nasty. I'm sorry.
That shit will change your life.
Nah, I'm good. That shit just sounds slack.
But still, it's just like, that's why they don't do the McRib all year round. That's why they don't do the Hess, you know, the Hess truck all year round.
The fucking because McRib all year round?
The shit will get redundant. You know what I mean?
And plus, most menus now are scaled down, so...
That's just like, you know, it's the summertime when Chick-fil-A releases the peach shake. You can't get that shit all year round. It's limited time.
Yeah, but if so, you don't know about it, you'll forget about it.
But here's the thing,
that's true.
We did Talk Tuesday every Tuesday for almost a year. And what started to happen? We started to get the same questions.
I got tired of all these motherfuckers asking these sex questions. That shit started to get on my nerves. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no, I do like the questions of like they give us like a visual into some of y'all motherfuckers' lives.
Yeah.
Those questions, that question like, yeah, so my boss is beating my lady down, but it's okay because I'm beating his wife down. And you know,
and I don't want to lose my job, so should I say
but
anything?
I don't want to lose my job. Like, goddamn.
No, not for nothing. It's not that we're not doing Talk Tuesday to ignore you guys. It gets redundant.
Yeah, we just need a little variety. That's all that is.
And just the thing, I was actually going to do the game show, and Gunner's like, "Nah, fam, get back Talk Tuesday." So, the next question reads: who out of you guys will be getting married first?
I'm the closest.
Yeah, I'm not getting married ever. Maybe if Mikey was here, he could maybe. I don't see Mikey getting married either. But maybe, you never know.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm probably closest to that. I
think. Well, Digga actually already got that one. So.
You know what? I got married first.
Yeah.
I got married first, and I'm the first one divorced.
Yeah, but
Red. I think they said married next.
Yeah, Red.
No, it says who out of you would be getting married first. So technically, that would be me.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, it was definitely you.
Yeah, but since you're not married now, you still got a chance to get married again.
That's true.
But I say Red.
Okay, so yeah, Red's the closest out of all of us.
I probably am the closest. Because
Red's the closest out of all of us.
Right.
So that answers that. Second to last question. It says, dream Christmas toy as a kid.
Mm. I had so many of them, I can't even
Well,
think.
You talk about like at least 14 years of... 13 years of toys, you can think, well, I say at least 10 years from like 4 right. to 12. Right, or like, right. It depends how long you was getting toys for.
Because after a while, mom and dad, they just started getting us clothes and gift certificates. Get your own shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga like me missed them drawers and socks.
You got that right.
Yeah. I already know my answer for this.
I don't know my answer because there were so many of them. Like, I wanted...
What didn't you get? Like, you got to think about what you didn't get that you really wanted.
I already know my answer to this.
I think it had to be some kind of, like, G.I. Joe, like, base station or some shit. Because I was big on, like, action figures and stuff. Oh, no, you know what? I think it was the Ninja Turtle space station.
The space station?
No, not the base. No, I think it was the sewer set. The Ninja Turtle sewer set.
Oh, the sewer set. I forgot about that.
And like, I mean, it had to be something like that. I can't really think off the top of my head.
You were used to like sets, huh?
Yeah, I used to like the sets, the vehicles.
Yeah, I was a vehicle person.
So, what was yours, Gunner?
Damn. Well, that's the thing. Like, they used to hook me up with the action figures and shit like that. Like, I never got no sets. Like, the big joints. Nah, I really, But, like, something I really wanted that I didn't get probably was, like, a Power Wheel. I never got a Power Wheel.
The
car, the electric car.
Right.
I never got that. That, like, you know.
Do you remember the Bigfoot Power Wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but see, I wanted the one out the service merchandise catalog. I wanted the one that was shaped like a Porsche.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, word.
It was like $300. Yeah, you ain't getting that.
I want to say my dream toy as a kid that I never got was a Game Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was one of the only things that I really, really wanted.
You know, my mom actually bought me a Game Gear one year, and I didn't want it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I wasn't really, like, handheld shit. I figured, like, I already had the Sega. I didn't really need a handheld, because you're just repeating buying games at that point.
So, the reason why I wanted a Game Gear is, don't get me wrong, Red and I, we had Game Boys, and we loved it, right?
Yeah.
But when you turn that light off,
we got that.
When we turn that light off, the only thing that's showing on a Game Boy
is that dot.
Red light. That red light.
Red button.
But I did want a Nomad. Remember the Nomad?
Yeah, the one that played the second game.
See, that made more sense to me. Because like,
you already had a Sega.
And I know for a fact, my mama is not getting Sega games and Game Gear games. That's just not happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was going to be like a waste of time.
So a Nomad could have solved the best of both worlds.
Yeah, because you just used the Sega games to come right in there.
But man, and the reason why I wanted a Game Gear so bad is because our mom and dad was very strict when it came to lights off.
Man.
They didn't mind the TV being on, but that light had to be off, and you had to sit too damn close to the TV to try to see the Game Boy.
And then maybe you used to get the little bullshit light you put over the top with the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
shit. You know that shit only lasted about, what, a good hour?
Word, if that.
So, like,
I remember we used to have, what was it, Killer Instinct?
Yes, for the Game Boy.
You could link that one, right, with the wire?
I was about to say, I remember Adam, our friend Adam, had the game link system where if you had, you know, two of the same game, you could link your Game Boys up. Man,
all you needed was that black wire.
Yeah, talk about killing time. Me and Red used to kill that shit until lights out at night, and then we're like, all right, we got to turn this shit off. Because we had a plug for our Game Boy, so we could just play for hours.
Mm.
But yeah, that's the only thing that I really wanted as a kid was a Game Gear.
Yeah, I wanted that damn Power Wheel.
And then on top of that, you know what's funny? I own a Game Gear now. And I don't even turn that bitch on.
Mm-hmm.
So, the last question reads, how come you never answer my questions here for Tuesdays?
You can answer
We actually covered that not too long ago, because sometimes your questions are repeat questions. We can tell who listens to the show and who doesn't listen to the show by the questions they ask. Because there's been many a moment where somebody will ask this question one week, and the following week, the same question is asked.
Same question.
We don't know if you're new to the show. We don't know if you just don't pay attention. We don't know if you wait for your question to be answered, and then you turn the show off. But there's a lot of times where I'm being honest.
No, I just funny that they were, that's my question. Bye.
Right. It's just like, oh, they already answered it. I don't need to listen to this show no more. But yeah, there's been many a moments where we sat there and have the same question week after week after week. And it's because people aren't paying attention. That's why. That's why your question doesn't get answered. I hope that offers some kind of clarity to you.
Wonder what her question was.
Yeah, I mean, there's some questions just like, you know, what's your favorite soda? And then the following week, somebody would ask, what's your favorite pop?
What's your favorite carbonated beverage?
Yeah, gotta pay more attention, folks.
And that'd be the following question to, you know, the next week. Then after that is, what's your favorite drink of fizz?
Man.
So we're not going to answer the same question a month in a row.
Facts.
That's why.
And then it also wastes time for the folks who actually do listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're not like focusing on stuff that we already answered. You know what I mean?
Like, how many times
some fresh questions?
How many times have you called me Two Gun and just say, hey, do we have any questions yet? And I'm like, yeah, but I got to filter through XYZ amount of questions because we have a bunch of repeats.
Mm.
That's why. That's why your question doesn't.
I'd murder one of my one ever just to have a sip of Jolster.
You know what? Jolster was that cola.
That shit was so delicious.
And it had herbs in it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What's that?
That I wanted some Fruitopia.
Nigga. Mm.
Yo.
Oh my god.
The blue one or the red one?
I didn't care. I liked them both.
Wasn't it an orange one too?
I was about to say the green one was that shit.
I'm not sure I ever had that.
Hold on, let me see if I can find a picture of it online.
I got a Tahitian treat in the refrigerator.
Oh,
hey.
Need a little bit of fruit punch with some bubbles in it. Oh my goodness.
Hold on, Fruitopia.
I remember. I remember. I used to work with somebody.
That shit was called Kiwi Berry Records.
I think the dad ran like a Tahitian tree company, like a plant. Like he was like one of their. He ran like the distribution center. He used to always get us Tahitian tree by like the cases or some shit. Damn. Like that.
You don't remember the Kiwi Berry Fruitopia?
I wasn't one to be drinking green shit like that because of that Ecto Slimer shit.
Oh yeah, my bad. Yeah,
so I like green shit was not. Yeah.
Ecto Cooler was dope though.
You know what else I used to like?
What?
Talking about soda, y'all remember Pepsi Blue?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had it.
Yo, that was that berry flavored Pepsi.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
So, like, Pepsi Clear, they said it tastes just like regular Pepsi. No, it just had a lighter taste.
It was good, though.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. Every year that it comes out, I still get some.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in about 4 years.
No, it came out last year.
Did it?
Yeah, because I was still at Father to Father when it came out.
I definitely didn't see it.
So every time it comes out, I make sure I insulate
myself. Are you sure it came out, or you was just drinking old stock?
I'm certain it came out.
Okay, because I know some places had old stock.
Yeah, I'm very certain it came out. Word. Oh God, there was something I wanted to talk about before we got off the show, and I just can't think of what it is. Fuck. Oh well. Oh, did y'all see the picture I sent y'all?
Mm-mm. Hold on, let me see it. I saw it just came in.
Yeah, I never tried that one.
That right there was my shit.
I haven't tried that one.
That right there was my shit. Kiwi Berry Ruckus.
I don't even think I had the blue one.
Really?
Mm-mm. I only had the red one, I want to say, and the orange one.
Remember where we sat in the hallway at school in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Coke machine was right there, and the Fruitopia machine was right beside it.
Mm-hmm.
That Kiwi Berry Ruckus is what really, like, nigga.
Well, see, really, I'm a cola person.
Gotcha.
So, Fruit Punch is like, you know, that was like next, and like orange and shit like that. But all that colorful stuff. Strawberry Fanta, that was one, but I never went into like the colors.
Damn. You sound like you just stepped out of 1950.
Yeah.
I never went to the color.
Like it was something else blue people used to drink a lot of, and I'm like, I can't fuck with it. It might have been that Fruitopia.
Oh, so what was it? That Minute Maid Blue Raspberry?
That too. Nah, I fuck with that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Blue Raspberry, I fuck with every now and then.
Word, word, word.
I can't even think of anything else.
Well, like soda wise?
Yeah.
Oh. Remember, I used to drink Surge a lot.
You know why?
Why?
We ain't gonna say it.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I know. We're on the same page.
Man, you was getting yours and somebody else home.
We're on the same page. Surge just tastes like dirty Sprite.
Man, Surge just tastes like a lot of different medical conditions in your adult life that you can look forward to.
There was Orbitz.
Jolt.
Yeah, nigga. Jolt.
Jolt had you feeling like you just did crack.
Them niggas were trying to kill us.
For real.
You were jittery for no reason.
There was another shit that was just crazy sweet. That knee high. Yeah, that shit was crazy sweet.
They had knee-high peach, knee-high orange, knee-high grape. Which
they had blue ones. Like,
knee-high grape just tastes like cough syrup.
And that blue one was just ridiculously sweet.
Like knee-high grape tastes like you were drinking Robitussin. What else was that? The Stewart orange cream soda.
Oh yeah, those are pretty good. Yeah.
I think they're still around too.
Yeah, Stewart's, IBC, and what's the other one?
Yo, have you ever had a Stewart key lime pie?
No.
Hold on. Let me show y'all a picture of that.
Stuart Once Scott. Again.
It's green. I'm sorry.
Once again, that sounds a little different. Somebody coached you into trying that.
Stop it. Here it is. Got a picture for you right now. I'm trying to get the picture. Hold on.
That just sounds like violent diarrhea to me, to be honest with you.
Stop it.
Word.
Stewart's Key Lime Pie. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can find that in any store.
I'm not even going to lie. I think they sell that at the store up the street.
Really?
There you go.
Yes.
Like, I just sent y'all a picture of it. Y'all have to buy that.
I'm good. Yeah, I won't be trying that one.
It's delicious, I promise you.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
I wouldn't tell y'all. Hey.
So I just Googled some of the discontinued drinks, and then the first one that popped up was one that I used to love. Y'all remember the Sprite Remix?
Yep.
Yes.
And oh. Then they try to come back with like a
LeBron one was like a Sprite Remix, right? The LeBron shit.
But it was like the cranberry shit. Yeah. Like they do it now during the holidays. They still have it, but like the actual Sprite Remix was like more of a tropical drink.
You know what was a banging ass drink? Allsport.
Allsport.
Oh yeah, the Gatorade alternative made with sugar.
Nah, it was made with it was carbonated.
Okay, then I never had that.
You never had Allsport? Shaq used to advertise for Allsport. It was carbonated.
Never had it.
Wow. That shit.
What was that sports drink that was made with actual sugar?
Mm-hmm. Might have been Allsport, but I know Allsport was carbonated.
Gotcha.
So Gatorade don't got sugar in it?
I mean, Gatorade does have sugar in it, but Gatorade's just not good.
I like Gatorade. It's all right.
I like Gatorade when I'm dehydrated.
I prefer a Powerade. But that Allsport.
I do fuck with Powerade.
Gatorade ain't taste the same since they stopped making the glass bottle.
Nigga, nothing tastes the same no more. Oh, Red. I was say, where'd Red go? Red said, government got me. God.
Hey, I was talking about that, all them old sodas and the government shut me down.
So get him out of here.
Get him out of here before he brings up the snacks.
Before he bring up Tab.
Yo, Tab was disgusting.
That wasn't for us. That's for old people who's diabetic that still want to drink cola.
Tab was disgusting.
I never even tried to test that shit.
Man.
Now, remember Miss Debbie used to have that in her house. And remember, Miss Debbie had a brother named Charles, right? They used to babysit this also. And Charles be like, y'all can have some of that Tab in there. I was the first one to take that. I was like, nah, fam.
I don't know if y'all remember these sodas. It was called New York Seltzer.
Mm-mm.
They came in little glass bottles. It was root beer, raspberry cola.
The one with the white and black label with the city in the background.
Yeah.
I see those in like, what's the name of that place? God, what's the name of that restaurant? Like McAllister's.
Them shits are so good.
Do you remember just the different Snapple drinks that they used to have? Like the Volcano, the Velocity, the Spark. They had the sun, the rain, and the fire flavored Snapples.
I got on Snapple late. I ain't gonna lie, I got on Snapple late.
Yo, there is a banana flavored Snapple. I think it's called Top Banana.
That shit nasty.
Stop it.
You like that?
I love that.
See, you got your palate different. You cannot fake Wait. Banana.
What is the name of it? Go Bananas. There we go.
I had that one time, but threw it away.
But what were you saying, Red?
What was that mango drink that we was it Mystic?
Mystic. the Mystic Mango Madness.
The mango flavored Mystic?
Yeah, Mystic don't taste the same either.
No, it doesn't.
We always used to get that shit because my pops used to get that by the cases, right?
Yeah.
What, from Sam's Club or something?
No, so our dad, he worked stuff like National Night Out or anything that had sponsorships, one of the city had a contract with Mystic at the time. So yeah, they to bring cases upon cases upon cases upon cases of Mystic in the house.
Yeah, he used to get that shit by the cases. And
yo, and there like was one time where we had like 20 cases of Mystic in the house.
Damn. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm gonna tell you. I think the reason why, like, my health or my metabolism, whatever, the reason why it is because we had a healthy diet of Mango, Mystic, and Ensure. growing
up. Wow.
Listen, well, the Ensure was because my mom used to work at the hospital, and they had like the cases of Ensure for like the patients. Mm-hmm. And she worked at the VA, and she used to bring this just home by the cases.
Yes.
As well, the chocolate and vanilla, and we would. Like every and breakfast, and strawberry. We should have this shit for every breakfast. Like, and they made sure we got our protein.
I always say the reason why I think we were as tall as we were is because we had a healthy heaping of insurance.
And nigga, we were drinking insurance. Nigga, I was dunking by 10 years now. I was probably dunking by like 13, 14. But I used to jump high as shit. And I was like, gotta be the goddamn insure.
Insure.
Because a nigga definitely don't work out.
A meal in a bottle.
But the thing about it was, we used to chug insure after insure after insure.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of weird, man. Like,
we used to sit there and drink it like it was like an afternoon beer.
Old motherfuckers be looking at us like, yo, nigga, you know that's for me, right?
Like, you got to drink that shit ice cold.
I used to drink it warm.
Wow. Yeah, you see, you kind of nasty. I see.
Stop it. I used to sit there and like, I mean, don't get me wrong. We would put some in the fridge.
Banana, right? Snapple, yeah. Key lime pie soda. You just running out right now.
Nah, but have you ever had banana Sprite?
Nah.
Yeah, banana Sprite came out like 2015-ish, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not too experimental and shit like that.
Hold on, let me see if I can find a picture of it.
It's like certain flavors you can't fake, and banana and watermelon is at the top of the list.
I think I found it. Yeah, there it is. For those
banana Sprite?
For those who never heard of banana Sprite. It was only here for like 3 or 4 months, and every bottle that I saw, I bought.
That just sounds racist to me.
With banana Sprite?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Damn, it damn sure was a thing.
I'm glad, like, I missed that one.
Like, banana Sprite was so delicious. Mm. I was so mad that they took it off.
You done called out some nasty. You done drank some nasty shit. Ecto Cooler, banana Sprite.
Well, I remember Ecto Cooler being pretty damn good.
It was good, but it left that nasty film aftertaste in the back of your tongue, like tang.
You know why? It was fucking apple and pear flavor.
Like, it was like they took Sunny Delight, mixed it with something else, and put it in that little cartridge in that little thing.
Yeah, but. When you think about it, apple and pear are the flavors that you really don't want to be mixed with any other fruit.
Well, pear juice is always a base.
So you had apple, pear, and orange, and that made Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, that shit left a nasty little aftertaste in your mouth.
Mm, terrible.
Like Sunny Delight.
Yeah.
I fuck with Sunny D, though.
This nigga, come on, you just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I like Sunny D, my damn.
Y'all boy. Niggas wildin'.
Thank you.
Y'all are wildin'. I mean,
so let me tell you something about Sunny D. Our mother bought Sunny D so much that I thought that was actual orange juice.
Yeah. As long as you know that it's not orange juice and it's orange drink, then you good.
Is it even orange? It's like tangerine flavored or something, right?
Yeah, just about. Like that.
And another thing with Sunny Delight, it has to be ice cold or ice down. Yep. There's no other way you can drink it. Like, I've drunk many a Sunny Delight, but then it's like, you know what? Let me just get some orange juice. Where that high five at?
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Sunny D and that vanilla Ciroc, that's actually pretty good. Fucking
that sounds like a night full of bad decisions to me.
Listen, it's actually pretty good.
I'll tell you one drink I do stay away from, though. I think I said this on the show before, and I'll say it again. I don't fuck with Tampico.
I have never had Tampico.
You know Tampico? That's Spanish people, Sonny, like.
Ah, yeah, I never had that.
And the thing about Tampico is no matter how much ice you put in it, it always tastes warm.
It's thick.
Yeah. It's like a...
Okay, like I'm going to give you like a comparison. Tampico is to Sunny Delight with those big red jugs of juice that you used to get in Food Lion is the Kool-Aid.
What we used to call camp juice.
You get a big gallon with the red or the green. You go to somebody cookout, they got that shit.
But no matter how much ice you would put in Tampico, you could put Tampico in the freezer and it always tastes warm.
Mm. You speaking of Spanish drinks, or what was considered Spanish drinks, do y'all fuck with Inca Kola?
No, with who? Never had it.
Inca Kola. Inca Kola. Inca. Yeah, Inca Kola. That's my shit. It's like it tastes like almost like a little bit more of a watered down cream soda.
Well, you know that's some shit you probably got only find in the Northeast.
Okay, Inca Kola is yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow.
How come Inca Kola looks like a beer?
It's not.
It's probably processed like one.
I'm looking at it online, and it looks like a beer.
Yeah, you find it in the Spanish section of the food market.
Like them old Billy D. Williams kids. Too good. I got to send you a picture. These look like the old Billy D. Williams
kids. I know what Inca Kola is.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not experimental like that. People like Malta.
What the fuck is Malta?
It's like an Indian soda that tastes like chocolate and coffee and soda mixed together.
Yo. Yeah. All right, so I'm reading the reviews on Inca Kola, right? It says it has a complex flavor profile. It smells like an orange soda. At first, it tastes like a beer. Then it tastes like a cream soda. And then after that, you really don't realize what the fuck you're drinking.
Damn, that sound about right, Ray?
That's fucking spot on, dog.
Yo, Red, that's what I want for Christmas. Inca Kola.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie. The thing that's funny about that is I have this Spanish homeboy from he's worked with me down in D.C. And every time he comes to visit, he came up here a couple of times. But every time he comes to visit, I gotta make sure I got Inca Kola in the fridge.
Damn.
Yo, next time I come to visit, make sure you got an Inca Kola in the fridge.
I got you.
Damn, when I was there last time, how come you didn't point that shit out?
Guess he wasn't being nostalgic with the sodas. This shit just kind of came up.
Yo, like, nigga, I'm looking at these cans, and like I said, it looks like one of those old 70s malt liquor cans.
It does.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Inca Kola, it's a weird taste.
You like, be seeing solo sodas up there?
What's a solo soda? Let me look that up.
It's a brand. It's from like Trinidad or something, or one of them islands. Solo.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
Solo soda.
I'm sure you'll find it in a Caribbean neighborhood.
Nigga, this looks like a malt liquor bottle too.
They got a banana solo.
Solo, lemon solo.
I know Digga would like it, but that shit, oh my God. And they got a champagne one. Oh my goodness.
That's what I was about to say they got a champagne flavor.
Yo, dude,
they got one that just says Red Solo.
Hey,
what flavor is that?
Red.
What I'll do is this, because I know where you can find a lot of like Fruitopia and a lot of stuff. So this is store in the mall up here. It's an exotic food store, and it specializes in like all that foreign. Like the foreign versions, you know how you have like different flavor, like potato chips.
Yeah, you definitely gonna find a solo in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, they got an apple solo.
They got every flavor.
They got big red, they got blue. You know how they have big red, they got big red, big blue, all kind of stuff in this spot. The only thing is, it's expensive as fuck.
Mm.
But I have to go in. Next time I go up in there, I'll take a picture and see what they got.
Word, yeah. Nail me some of that shit.
I will.
Word. So, I think this would be a good spot to end the show.
Word.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digger Jones. That's Two Gun. That's Red. And this is a Jarrito soda. No, I'm joking. and we are the troublemakers. So, I don't even know how we're going to do closing statements.
I'll do it. I'll lead off. First and foremost, thank y'all for the questions. Hey. Good show. Good talking. I'm going to have to go out there and try some of these damn sodas. Hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. If you're able to be with your family, be with your family. If not, just make sure you're taking care of yourself and find a way to enjoy it. Still a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, so make sure you look out for one another. Christmas and holidays around the corner. So if y'all would like to, just hit me privately and I give y'all my Cash App. So that way y'all can... y'all can help me to host these holiday funds.
Word.
God don't make no mistakes.
Hey.
Yeah, I got nothing to say. Just everybody be safe over the holiday weekend and shit. Because you know people going to be off for 5 days. And motherfuckers start to drinking with family and shit. You know, just be safe out there. Eat as much as you can. And, you know, if you're able to be with family, enjoy your time with them.
Word. Oh shit! Remember Vault Soda?
Yeah, Vault was like the it was the answer to Mountain Dew or some shit like that, right?
Correct.
Something like that and that Jolt shit.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digger Jones. I want to thank my correspondents tonight for great show. I want to thank you guys for the questions.
What does correspondent mean?
Correspondent is somebody who helps you host something or helps you facilitate something. You never knew what that meant all this time?
I mean, I know what it means, but it's like, are we a newscast?
Yeah, we get news.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I guess so.
What Jay-Z say? We're like ghetto news with his help. Wait, how do you word it in Renegade? I'm just delivering the ghetto news with his ghetto point of view.
Yeah.
That's us. Correspondents. I want to thank my correspondents. I want to thank y'all for the questions. It's the holidays. Seasonal depression is real. You know anybody going through a hard time? It only takes a couple minutes to text somebody, ask them if they're good. Those couple seconds can go a long way. For those who aren't working tomorrow, enjoy your holidays. I will be working. So,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 14 hours tomorrow from 4 to damn 6 p.m. 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, Red, I'm sorry to let you know your Christmas gift, but...
It's all good. I appreciate it. If I didn't get a chance to say thank you.
Oh, no, you good, man. You ain't got to say thank you. It's Christmas. So, I'll try not to let anybody know their gifts. Also... from the Rated R experience, he said happy holidays to you guys and happy holidays to the listeners.
Word. Shout out to Rated R.
Word. I ain't got nothing else.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Peace.
I'll let your boy.